There's more than 2,000 miles of ocean between Hawaii, where Devin Thompson grew up, and her current home in Avalon.
Island life is kind of similar across the board. You have extended families. In Hawaii, you call it ohana. Everyone turns into family, and that's the same on Catalina Island. People I didn't know 5 years ago are among my best and closest friends. Those are the kinds of relationships you build on an island.
Her journey to Catalina began with a 3,000-mile detour looking for one of those things that can't be shipped to an island, snow.
I was coming from Hawaii, and I thought, I'd love mountains, and I'd love snow. So my very first college I applied to was in Colorado. I have always grown up in melting pots, where people are always really different. And Colorado, specifically the small town that I was in, it wasn't very different, I guess. I've never experienced racism before, and I don't think of myself as anything other than myself. My grandparents on my mom's side are Italian, and on my dad's side, Hispanic and German. My dad helped me move in. It was pretty much right after they left. I heard something said in the hallway at the dormitory, and then went out with my roommates to a small party, and this stuff happened at the party. Just comments like, where are you from? You know, because I'm kind of tan. I think they made the same assumption. Oh, you're not Hawaiian. Brown is brown. You really look like a spick to me. I was like, oh, gosh.
Someone said that to your face.
To my face. Hey, nice to meet you. And you know how sometimes when you get a little bit nervous, your heart starts to flutter and you get that little adrenaline feeling in your fingertips? It was kind of like that. And I think it all culminated with my vehicle. I got milkshaked. I came out and my vehicle was covered in milkshakes, and I just thought, oh, this is just silly. And I just loaded my stuff up. I didn't even clean the milkshake off. I just loaded my stuff in my car and left. And I'm of the opinion that, you know, we all have control of our lives. I can control everything. So why subject yourself to something that's uncomfortable? Just change it. Whenever you're uncomfortable in life, just change it. It was only about 4 or 5 days into the semester. I drove back to Texas, where my dad was. He was in El Paso, Texas. So I felt like a little bit of a failure dropping out of college 4 days into it. But as soon as I got to Texas, I drove to the local university, which had already started, and said, I need to go to school here. And they said, well, the school's already started. Have you applied? My dad has a similar story where he left his home when he was about 14 years old, and he decided that he really wanted to be an airline pilot. And he hopped a flight to Phoenix, Arizona, and went into the lobby at America West Airlines and said, I want a job as a pilot. And the lady told him he couldn't have a job because he was too young, and he said, well, maybe I should talk to somebody else. And he just talked his way into a job as a pilot.
So Devin took a page from her dad's playbook and talked her way into the admissions office.
You know, channeled my dad and said, I need to go to school here. And the lady was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I can't help you. The semester's already started. You haven't even applied. I said, well, I need to talk to somebody else then. And sure enough, I got into school at University of Texas, El Paso. Whenever I think I can't do something, I think of that story, and I know that I can do it.
Devin was headed to law school after college, but first she took a scuba vacation here in Catalina.
And it was only supposed to be 2 weeks. The boat captain said, oh, I hear you're a scuba instructor and a dive master. Do you want to stay for the summer? And I was having a great time, and the water was wonderful, and it's so different than Hawaii. So I said, sure. You know, the summer turned into 1 year, and then 1 year turned into 18 months, and then 18 months all of a sudden turned into 3 years, and the time just kept flying by. And one day when I was here volunteering at the museum, the executive director came up and said, I like your work ethic. How would you like to have a job? And I got it.
Devin believes her success on Catalina is thanks partially to luck.
I'm especially lucky.
And to that familiar Hawaiian feeling of ohana. From the city of Avalon, I'm Steve Nelson.